Lesson 4, Rhythms. Rhythm has nothing to do with pitch, but it has everything to do with time. Rhythm is simply notes over time. And when we go to figure out a rhythm, we use something called rhythm memory. Now that's like pitch memory, except with rhythms instead of pitches. And the way we do it is we first figure out the piece's time signature. This is a little fraction, the thing that looks like a fraction anyway, that appears at the start of a piece. Typically, it's one number over another, something like 4, 4, or 3, 4, or 6, 8. The top number tells you how many beats there are in a measure. The bottom number tells you what kind of note represents a beat. So in the case of 4, 4 time, we know that there are 4 beats in a measure, and each beat is a quarter note. If we saw 3, 4 time, that would be 3 beats in a measure, with each beat being a quarter note. And once we know the time signature, then we can figure out the rhythms in relation to that. So if you listen to a measure of 4, 4 time, and you hear 4 beats, 1, 2, 3, 4, all you have to do is place the rhythms, place the notes of the rhythm, around those 4 beats. If you hear 4 equal notes in a measure that fall on each beat, you know that you're listening to 4 quarter notes. If you hear 2 notes, each note taking up 2 beats, you know that you're listening to 2 half notes. It's using mathematic skills, which isn't a bad thing, but you do have to know your math, and you have to listen to your rhythms, and you have to write it down using rhythm memory, just like you do with pitch memory. Take it one beat at a time, take it one measure at a time, listen to how many beats there are in a measure, and fit in all the different notes around the beat using your rhythm memory.